Chapter 2 Megatron Returns.
Hi, I'm Leo.
A tall, dark-haired boy met Sam in his new room at university.
Do you want that bed or this one? Have you got a girlfriend? Do you like computers?
He fired questions like a gun. Sam put his bags on a bed.
Yes, I...
Good!
Leo pulled him over to his computer.
I've got a computer business. Look at this!
Sam suddenly felt very cold. On the computer, he could see a video of the robot fight in Shanghai. Demolisher was throwing a plane into a fire. There was shouting and screaming.
What's this?
Sam couldn't believe it. The Autobots were a big secret.
I've got a website, Leo said.
His hands moved quickly on the computer, and he didn't take his eyes away from the pictures.
We show news stories. This is happening in Shanghai. They're giant robots from another planet. This is fantastic.
It isn't real. You can do anything on a computer, Sam said quickly.
But Leo didn't listen.
Look, Sam, there's big money in this. You're poor, I'm poor. If you work for me on this website, we can be rich.
Sam lifted up his bags again.
This guy was crazy.
Perhaps he could change rooms. Outside the room, he stopped. A very beautiful girl was standing there. He heard Leo's voice behind him.
Isn't she lovely? Her name's Alice. I think she likes me, don't you?
But Sam wasn't sure. The girl's blue eyes were looking coolly into his. In another part of the world, a small ball of fire dropped from the sky into the sea. It quickly changed into the cat-like Decepticon, Ravage, and flew from the water onto the land. It had one instruction: find the Allspark. In minutes, Ravage reached the safe underground room where the military kept the Allspark. And then it made hundreds of small metal balls to get into the special room. The Allspark was shining inside a strong glass box. Soldiers arrived quickly, but by then, the glass box was empty. Ravage flew past them and disappeared into the night. He took the piece of the Allspark with him. Sam was at a party with Leo. There was loud music, dancing, and a lot of food.
I can't stay long. I have to talk to my girlfriend, said Sam.
He didn't want to be there. He was feeling strange. The room was changing. It was big, and then it was small. He felt hot, and his head was hurting. He looked at a big cake on the table, and there seemed to be some strange symbols on it. More symbols started to appear quickly inside Sam's head, and he nearly fell over.
Are you okay?
Asked a soft voice behind him. It was Alice.
Let's dance.
She moved close to him and touched his face. Sam jumped back.
No, thank you. I've got a girlfriend.
Suddenly, a car's wheels screamed outside. Sam went to the door.
He couldn't believe it. It was Bee. What are you doing here? He shouted as he got into the yellow car. New students couldn't have cars at university, so Sam had to leave B at home.
I love fast cars, said Alice,
and she climbed quickly into the passenger side.
But B had different ideas.
He didn't want Alice in the car. First, he played his radio very, very loudly, and then he threw Alice around in the car by stopping and starting again and again.
I'm so sorry, said Sam. This car's got a lot of problems.
Finally, Bee showered Alice with yellow water, and she got out of the car, wet and angry. Bee drove Sam to the river, where Optimus Prime was waiting for him.
Sam, said the big robot, the Decepticons are planning something terrible. We need you.
Sam didn't know what to do. He loved Optimus, but he was excited to be at university. It was good to have an ordinary life. He looked at the ground.
I'm sorry, Optimus. I have my own life now. You don't need me. This isn't my fight.
Slowly, he walked away. The giant Autobot watched him go.
Not yet, Sam. Not yet, he said quietly. But it soon will be. We need you. We need you more than you know.
Ravage flew with the Allspark to the Laurentian Abyss and went deep under the water to the seabed. His red eyes found the large metal body of Megatron. He was once the leader of the Decepticons. Now, his body was lifeless, and sea animals swam in and out of the old, broken metal parts. Ravage pushed the Allspark inside the metal body. Suddenly, there was a terrible sound under the sea, and the body moved. There was life in the giant arms and legs, and the heavy head lifted. Megatron lived again. With one big jump, the giant robot broke through the water and teleported to its old home, the dead planet of Cybertron. A very old, powerful Decepticon was waiting for him in the dark. He was called the Fallen. He was one of the first primes, the leaders of the Transformers.
The Allspark is gone, leader, said Megatron. Ravage used the last piece to give me life. The power of the Allspark can never die.
The Fallen's voice was black as night.
It can only change. The power is now in the head of the child, Sam.
His red eyes were shining with hate and anger.
It has given him information that we need. Take it from him. Yes, leader, cried Megatron. Only a prime can stop us. Now, there is just one. The boy will lead us to Optimus Prime, and then we will kill your brother.